a monthly interview those in the studio on behalf of their opportunity to talk about sustainability. And my next guest, Clothing Matters, Marta Swain, is a no-brainer when it comes to this topic. Marta, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley.
Sustainable clothing. This is something that we all need to be aware of. First of all, who is Marta Swain?
Well, I am the instigator of this venture that invites people to just regard how their clothing choices impact personal, social, and ecological well-being, i.e. especially personal health, personal and ecological health.
And your elevator pitch of Clothing Matters?
We're celebrating 20 years of helping people discover how good clothing can be while reducing pollution, conserving resources, and promoting social justice, especially since we realize that most people are totally unaware of the fact that apparel is one of the most polluting industries in the world. Some say the second most polluting industry in the world. One of the top polluters of clean water.
Wow. Yeah. That's why we're going to spend a little time discussing this. So let's start, Marta, with Well, first of all, where's Clothing Matters located? You actually have
On Diamond. We have what is, we're celebrating 20 years of offering the largest collection of eco apparel or toxin-free apparel that we know of anywhere, including San Francisco or Europe still. And we're on Diamond, 141 Diamond, just north of Lake, south of Fulton and East Hills.
So with your own sustainability, people are buying your clothes.
We are honored to serve a very diverse and discerning clientele, some who come from 5 hours away.
And some in your own backyard, and probably more.
Some in our own backyard, indeed. We're still waiting for clothing to be included in the sustainability conversations, which has been a hard task to be patient with, but we are holding forth.
Sustainable clothing. What is this definition?
It's clothing made with practices that prevent pollution, conserve resources, and promote social justice. We've worked with over 100 designers. Design teams, local, regional, U.S., and international, all committed to those compelling reasons for being in business.
So let's take those apart. How does clothing made with unsustainable materials or practices affect the environment and our health?
Well, in the fewest amount of words, we've most recently described ourselves as celebrating 20 years of reducing carcinogens in closets, communities, and ecosystems. More specifically, the practices that make apparel one of the top polluting industry, one of the most polluting industries, is the fact that there are thousands of unregulated chemicals used, and some are hormone disrupting persistent chemicals, including formaldehyde and volatile organic compounds, perfluorinated chemicals, phthalates, and other heavy metal dye ingredients that people just have no clue about.
I certainly won't put you on the spot and ask for references, but is there research to back this up?
Yes. If you go, if anyone can do a simple search of just apparel manufacturing and pollution would be, or health. One-third pound of insecticide is used to produce a single T-shirt. So how many T-shirts do we need? And what do you want your truly, you know, we love doing, 790 gallons of water is used to produce a single T-shirt. And that water ends up being highly polluted with all these things. So we love to encourage people to consider how good clothing can be, to discover that, and to consider how one piece can take the place of two, three, or four and gratify far more.
I won't even tell you how many T-shirts are folded up.
Life's too short to judge, so we don't bother.
Okay, all right. But you are here to educate us to maybe make some changes. So, Marta, what do I look for when we want to purchase clothing that will not have a negative impact? I know you brought in some wares here. We'll take pictures. We'll have some discussion. Are there labels, certifications? Where do we start?
Well,
are you going to get up?
No, I can do it from right here, unless you want me to. right here, I brought in four very colorful skirts.
Yes, and color must be in when it comes to sustainable clothing.
Well, we pretty much, our design partners follow the trends. And also are setting some trends as well. But just as far as labels go, I wanted to celebrate the fact that this...
What you're wearing.
Okay, what I'm wearing, this under $55 outfit plus a $45 organic cotton jacket designed in Michigan. It's a Michigan-based company that got voted number one out of 300 companies rated for their fair trade practices. This is a very valuable partner, Maggie's of Michigan. And right on the label here, it says it says organic and real fair trade. Actually, not on this one, but real fair trade. People get very confused about labels. I would look for the term organic, conventional cotton. I would look for organic cotton because conventional cotton is the most heavily treated crop in the world with.
But unless I walk into Clothing Matters, my retailer that is a brand name most likely will not have that label on it.
Correct. We are encouraging people to be thoughtful about what they want to invest their precious dollars into and consider how much you need and how much you want, what's the difference between the two, and how important is it to you to avoid... or to help prevent the allergies, asthma, cancer, as well as immune, neurobehavioral, and reproductive disorders caused by the unregulated, often hormone-disrupting chemicals that we're cloaked in
all
day. Which
can put anybody into a panic. It's like, oh, my goodness.
Well,
but again.
You can start somewhere. Yeah. And we love helping people take a start.
Take a start. Marta, what else do we have? What are the two, what are you going to pick up there?
This is the $35 organic cotton skirt from Maggie's, made in USA, actually.
Yeah.
And that's a very rare situation because there is very limited USA made sustainable clothing. Our premium tee here.
Okay, there's your premium tee. Now, what makes that special?
Well, the feel, the look, the how it holds up, the performance. Bamboo and organic cotton, as well as hemp and organic cotton blends.
I always like to stop when you say hemp. What does that mean?
Hemp is the longest, strongest, most durable natural soft fiber that grows on the planet without insecticides or irrigation.
Cool.
That's in a nutshell. You can learn a lot more on our website.
What's your website?
Clothingmatters.net. These shirts start at $19. Yeah, so this outfit... Easily under 55. Here's a piece of hemp and organic.
Pretty
cotton.
Color, a peachy color, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And this is worth a feel. This is hemp like we've never seen before. 93% hemp. This is made in the USA by
it's
one
soft.
Of our
soft.
Yeah, a partner of with.
Get back to the microphone.
A partner with whom we're very proud to partner.
Good. What about, I know you have to walk away from the microphone.
Fine.
Well, how about the dresses that are hanging up? Bring those over here. And it's mostly, are we mostly looking at, I think you carry men items too, right?
We do. Mm-hmm. We do. I did not bring any men's items with me today. But this line is designed in Paris, made in the U.S., in San Francisco. We've been partnering with them for close to 7 years. And again, back to your question about how do you know?
Yeah.
We like to know. We have relationships with the people we buy from. We want people to ask questions. We want people to want to know more. And since clothing is what you're cloaked in all day long, it's very smart to know what you're in, especially since many of these persistent ingredients, if you want to call them, are still coming off after 60 washes, still absorbed directly into bloodstreams, in many cases, through your skin, your largest organ. So, you know, let's be beautiful about it. Let's celebrate life, respect life, and respect other people's water while we're celebrating and trying to protect our own.
I guess I didn't realize how much water does go into the actual making of. What's
very few people do
up there, the pink and the... Grab that, Marta Swain with us. Again, Clothing Matters, our sustainable community voices, talking about choosing clothing and staying healthy.
This is a fabulous piece because it's a great example
Pretty
of
color.
Versatility. It's a sweater, cardigan that goes four different ways. It's made of bamboo, silk, and organic cotton, a three-fiber blend that makes it very special. Each of those have properties that lend themselves to performance that yes. makes for a great combination when you want something to do more and work through the seasons. And again, versatility is a big deal for us. If the piece can't take the place of two, three, or four and make you much more comfortable and make it easy to look better than you have to and easy to get dressed, mm-hmm. then we're not buying it. So we're actually designing a lot of our own things now. We have a very popular 7-way skirt sheath top infinity scarf that is under $30.
What's your scarf that you have on?
This is 100% silk, and it's hand painted by friends of our by people who. It's a cooperative in Nepal, men and women who hand paint, hand batik, hand make all kinds of accessories that we have. We've been partnering with them for 9 years. And the top again is Maggie's.
Here's
another totally different knit.
Yes,
it's pullover made of that same blend: silk, organic cotton, and bamboo, which just makes for a great top to throw on. Look better than you have to. Be comfortable. Do more. Doing more with less and enjoying the best.
In these days of taking on too much. Okay, now you're showing me a shoe.
Pulling out the most beautiful shoes we've ever known. Yep, these happen to be sandals because of the season. We waited 20 years for a truly fabulous, sustainably manufactured footwear line. Leather is a very foul production process. This is a sustainably manufactured leather. They're gravity tumbled in giant wooden barrels with vegetable dyes. No formaldehyde and no glue is used. So you're not absorbing those things into bloodstreams that mm-hmm. come with consequences.
Right. Again, it kind of makes sense. But again, I'm sure research has been done and we talk sustainable clothing. How does, you mentioned this, I mean, oftentimes you get what you pay for, and it doesn't sound like necessarily this is outrageous in price.
It depends on what you are used to buying and how much you expect for a return on investment. That's what we like to encourage people. Brand new customers, visitors, we like to hear what they think of what we've got compared to what they know. And if you're used to buying very, very cheap clothing that you can't expect much from, then it may seem expensive. But it all depends on we work with a lot of people with budgets that they really are serious about wanting to do more with less. Manage less clothing, get more out of it.
Again, Marta Swain with us, Clothing Matters. Topic today, sustainable clothing on our monthly Sustainable Community Voices. Couple minutes left, Marta. I guess bottom line, anything else you'd like to share? Quality looks like it compares with the other day-to-day wearing. How about mm-hmm. your earrings?
These are locally made. This is made by a local jeweler. Local designer. It's a lot of fun to know to give people a chance locally and regionally. We've worked with many different artists. One of the fun things that I wanted to there's back to t-shirts for a moment. There are bamboo button down dress shirts, $34
wow.
bamboo button down dress shirts, a classic. Limited. We can't get a lot of these things. We can't get anymore. They come and go, just like all good things in life. So we are always on the ball with looking at what's most worthy of being on our floor, on our showroom floor, and we're calling it more a showroom and a studio than a store, because we're a store can bore, and we're a lot more than just a typical retail store.
Yes,
involving people. We're working with small groups by appointment.
Educating.
Educating
like as well.
And learning from them about what they need and want to improve the quality of their own life.
So where does one start as far as, I'd like to start changing my clothing line. Where do I start?
How about a skirt that is also, that's very versatile and convertible, if you will. One of our own designs is that four-way, it's a four-length skirt that's also a great sheath top. an infinity scarf, under $30. It's fun to give people a chance to use it as a healthy spank or a top or many different ways. I also just wanted to mention the a t-shirt.
Yeah.
How great can a t-shirt be? How much can you dress it up? How good can it look for how long? And how does it perform as far as managing heat and making you feel more comfortable? Unfortunately, a lot of the manufacturers of t-shirts are being nourished by a U.S. demand for cheap t-shirts that has prevented sustainable commitments to sustainability to be very real.
That's why we talk about it. Sustainable clothing, our topic with you, Marta Swain. Clothing matters. Time for you to put your toys away. How do we find out more information?
Well, we're told a 10-minute visit to our website will empower people with lots of information for a lifetime. That's clothingmatters.net. We are closed Mondays and Tuesdays now for design work and hosting special groups by private groups by appointment. We are on Diamond, just north of Lake, south of Fulton. We're open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 7, and Saturday, 10 to 5. And again, probably the most fun we have is working with our own designs and engaging small groups by appointment, where it's about four times more efficient for people to shop together and see more.
Cool. Thank you, Marta Swain.
Thank you, Shelley.